USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Indiana University Health, the biggest hospital system in the state, has announced that 125 staff members are no longer employed there after refusing to comply with the organization's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. A spokesperson for IU Health told Newsweek that the employees who refused to get the shot resigned. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, joined Fox's America's Newsroom Thursday to weigh in on General Milley's China allegations.
There were multiple members of the administration that thought they knew better than the president. That's a very dangerous thing. There is only one president at a time. And for you to go and have the call with the Chinese, there's nothing wrong with that. For you not to tell the president that you had that call with the Chinese and for him not to be aware, that's the problem.
This is USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.